This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Stoller, S-T-O-L-L-E-R, first name John, J-O-H-N, the date of evaluation, April 18, 2022, the chief complaint, routine follow-up, the HBI. The patient is a 71-year-old male who was initially evaluated in December 2021 when he presented for initial evaluation. He is known to have a history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. At that time, he had no specific complaints, period. He was noted to have sinus bradycardia with abnormal ECG and subsequently referred for nuclear stress test, period. The patient underwent nuclear stress test on February 18, 2022. This revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 58%, period. There was a perfusion defect involving the apex seen on both breast and stress image. A small, mild area of mildly decreased perfusion was noted in the adjacent anteroseptal wall. It was felt that the abnormality could represent attenuation artifact, period. However, the summed SUMMED stress score is 5, mildly abnormal, and may represent a small area of infarct, period. Perfusion elsewhere looked normal with no definite ischemia, period. The patient, again, is seen in follow-up. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, hairy cell leukemia, next number, elevated hemoglobin A1C, next number, metabolic syndrome, past surgical history. He is status post chemo in 2012. Next number, he's status post colonoscopy. The medications, Benicar 40 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams one daily, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, vitamin D 4,000 units daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, paternal grandfather had colon cancer, paternal grandmother diabetes, social history, you know, it's occasional alcohol use. He denies cigarette smoking, period. The review of systems, unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 141/75, pulse 53, respiratory rate of 20, height 63 inches, weight 240.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT is normal. Remained off the examination is unremarkable. The lab work, demonstrate sinus rhythm of 51 beats per minute. There is an old anteroseptal infarct, present period, old inferior wall myocardial function is further noted to be present. The sodium 139, potassium 4.7, chloride 102, bicarb 29, BUN 19, creatinine 1.04, the cholesterol total 128, HDL 34, LDL 75, the non-HDL 94, glucose 99, hemoglobin A1C 5.9. Echocardiogram underlying rhythm sinus, left ventricle ejection fraction 77%. There are no segmental wall motion abnormalities. There is no evidence of aortic regurgitation. Trace mitral regurgitation is present. Trace tricuspid regurgitation is present. Trace pulmonic regurgitation. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male who is seen in follow-up. He has equivocal findings of perfusion defect on nuclear stress test period. He is noted to have normal echocardiogram period. He has multiple risk factors to include hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and mild obesity period. Patient is currently stable, but does require follow-up period. We'll continue usual medications and then see him in about 6 months. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.